Alien implants. Years ago, people who said they had alien implants inside their bodies were written off as complete nuts. The tabloids would write up and photograph UFO gatherings. These meetings always had some people wearing silver suits, a model of a UFO, and even some guy or gal with a sign declaring they came from Venus or some other planet. If you would talk to these people, many would tell you they had alien implants inside their bodies. These interviews were great material to provide laughs to the public. I don't know if any of these kinds of meetings take place anymore, but there are more serious ones taking place. The Disclosure Project, started by Dr. Stephen Greer, has taken place several times in the press club in Washington, D.C. Many things have been discussed by witnesses concerning extraterrestrials, and there were no laughs in the room. The witnesses had impeccable reputations, and none claimed to be from another planet. They talked about seeing aliens working for the government, recovered UFOs, and many other topics concerning our relationship with aliens and alien events. It used to be a joke when people said they had implants, but the late Dr. Lear and his team performed many operations on people who actually had implants and had no memory of how they had got there. Some might say they were put there by the government for some reason, but they would be wrong. How do we know this? We know it because as they were removed, we found they were beyond any technology possessed by us. In case you are wondering what I mean, they would try and move out of the way of the scalpel. They were also wrapped in a membrane which kept the object from being rejected by the body. I had talks with Dr. Lear about this, and he agreed if we could figure out how this membrane was composed or how it worked, we could stop the human body from rejecting implants and such. Once they were removed, it was found they were putting out a signal allowing the implanted people to be located. The signal could have contained other information we know nothing about. What was also interesting was the fact there was no entrance scar or mark when the implant was inserted. All this just increased the mystery of the implants. One of the implanted people contacted me and told me about her story. She had read my report on my website and wanted to let me know it was all true, and she had gone to this doctor and had her implant removed by Dr. Lear. Dr. Lear was a great man and was dedicated to finding out as much as he could about the implants and removing them. It is a shame he died. While there are still some who scoff at the idea of alien implants, many people have come forward who not only have them, but have the marks on their skin to prove something happened to them during an alien abduction. Many have what look like scoop marks on their bodies. Is it possible many humans have been implanted throughout history by aliens? It could be. How would we ever know? We have only recently gained the ability to find this out. Not all of the implants found were the same. This could mean several different alien races were using their implants to study us. Some people believe in certain cases alien implants can cause mental illness. Whether it is the implant itself or the sense something is in one's body causing the mental illness is not clear, but what is clear is the fact when one is removed, many times the people with the mental illness recover, but not every time. This all leads to one important question. Are the people who claim they were implanted just a tiny fraction of the total amount of people implanted? It seems to me there could be millions of us walking around, doing our daily chores and being oblivious to the fact we may have been implanted. It only stands to reason there have to be a lot more people implanted who do not realize it. Another important question is, could an alien implant eventually be the cause of some fatal disease in our bodies? There have been cases where implants were being removed which broke into pieces, and at least one piece or more just vaporized in the body, leaving no trace. Could it be if someone who was given a disease like cancer from an implant have the implant just disappear and the doctors would never know it had been there? There have been cases where implanted people have dug out the implants themselves. These were desperate people, and the procedure must have been very painful. There is a man named Daryl Sims who has the title of the alien hunter and claims he was sent some of these implants. It is also said he is a former CIA agent. He claims he didn't want to reveal the results prematurely but ultimately talked about some of the findings and that he believed the implants were alien. When you face people like this who are truly scared, how can you believe this is a hoax? The truth is you have to pity them knowing what they have went through. If you are implanted, you never know what part of your body it will be put into. It could be in your foot, arm, leg, or even your brain. Some of the implants have been checked as to their composition, and some of these seemed to be made of material only found in meteorites. There is a school of thought which claims we are being controlled by these implants and especially by the brain implants. Could it be some of the decisions made by our politicians are not their own but those of an extraterrestrial society or individual? There is just no way to know the answer to this question. We worry about global warming and yet we never really help slow the problem globally. Could it be the planet is being terraformed to better suit an alien takeover? While I don't really believe this, there are some who do. We are talking about terraforming Mars, so we believe it is possible. What could be easier for aliens than to just sit back and let us increase the amount of carbon in our atmosphere while they influence decisions which make this happen? There is no doubt alien implants seem to be recognized as a problem, and it could be one of the reasons why the government hasn't come out and admitted aliens are here and UFOs are alien.